Hello, my name is Jim Musser. Hearing a lot of statistics getting put around here. If you want to get an idea of how much treatment there is for DentaCal children from here to the state border, I'm it, under general anesthesia, right here. The reason I'm here right now is because dressed like this is not for theatrical effect. It's because I got called in and I was working earlier today at Sutter, seeing a child from Doris, yes, Doris, that I had to take out 8 of his 10 teeth on the top and do crowns on the rest of the teeth. So this is the reality of what we're talking about. Dr. Wood can tell you, I see many of the children of his constituents that come down to me. What my main concern is now is that I've heard that there is some consideration of eliminating the geographic managed care plan and putting those patients under fee-for-service. Just a brief history here. I'm the reason this whole thing got started. Whenever I did a case that I did 20 crowns and pulps on a child that was denied treatment under the geographic managed care plan. As a result of that, we started the committee that has since been evolved into what's called the DentaCare Managed Care Advisory Council of Sacramento County. I've been on that. I joined it with the idea of getting any child who wants to get off geographic managed care onto fee-for-service. Geographic managed care was that bad. From that time, which was, I don't know, 8 years ago, to where it is right now, geographic managed care has improved immensely. Any child who requires my services under general anesthesia has a much better chance of getting into a hospital than they do under fee-for-service. So my point is just, while it might be some savings in administrative fees, the geographic managed care plans, and I'm not employed by any of them, I'm not here to shill for anything, have really improved their ability to deliver care, and you might be putting us back a step in what they fought a long way to get to this point. Thank you.